I'm Heather Slusser with the University of Wisconsin Extension in Marathon County.
And I'm Catherine Hebel, Heather's intern. So summer is here with high temperatures and very high humidity. And we do know it's important to try to lessen some of heat stress effects on the cows, but it also is important to lessen the heat stress effects on the calves as well. Mm-hmm. So Heather, do we have to worry about the younger animals on the farm?
We do. Calves don't have a developed rumen system, so they're not developing as much of their own internal heat from the combustion in that rumen going on. The cows are, but they do still get hot and they do still feel the effects of heat stress. So we've got to watch out for them too.
So what are some signs that we may see?
Typical signs are very similar to what we see in the cows. You know, we're going to see that they're increased their panting, they can have open mouth breathing, some slobbering going on a little bit. They're going to have increased body temperature just like the cows do, poor appetites. They're going to become more lethargic and listless, not moving around as much because they're trying to stay cool.
What can be done to reduce the heat stress in the calves?
Similar to the cows, you can get them wet to try and keep them cool. You can turn on the fans, open up the vent, side vents if you've got them on, if you've got them in a calf barn. If you've got them in hutches, try and provide a shade shelter over the top of them to help keep some of that direct sunlight out of there. Increase the amount of cold water. What we notice is that they might go off starter feed and not want to eat that, but they might drink more milk. So if you can give them milk replacer in place of what they're losing by that feed, then you'll still maintain the calories and the rate of gain and everything with the calves. So that'll help them out too.
Well, good to know. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.